Hey everybody, so I think this is the last of the countdown episodes to the final episode. So this is one we recorded after episode 47 with Derek Burt, aka Yankee Remover and the Liberty Imposter. Definitely check that out. Again, that's episode 47. You can find that and all of our guests' info in the description, and I will see y'all on the final episode.
Get on me right now.
Zero was the first person to message me after I started the Fagorist account.
Oh, yeah.
No shit, really?
Yeah, dude, he messaged me quick. He was like, are you one of my mutuals, bro?
Fuck.
Yes, I remember I was in a few Twitter chats and people were just like, "Who? Which one of you is this?" on like all of the chats I was on.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That got me too. Agorism is for fags, or what'd you say?
I said agorism. Don't forget, kids, agorism is fucking gay.
That's what it was.
True. Dude, so many people identify as fucking agorists now who don't even understand Konkin's class theory. They just like the idea of fishing without a license. So they're like, dude, yeah, I'm basically an agorist. Yes.
Yeah.
I completely understand where you're coming from, dude. It's like the word agorism has lost its meaning. I've been saying this for months.
Yeah, it's like the word libertarian.
Yeah.
It's going to get co-opted by a bunch of people who've never read Konkin, who just like the idea of, like, why should I have to, you know, have the license for this? And then that's not
they
like an
idea. They conflate it with counter-economics.
Well, it's it's basically at this point just like actionable libertarianism.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because people are upset that anarcho-capitalism doesn't have any praxis, so then they just latch on to agorism. Whereas it does.
Well, they
have
think
praxis,
they think though. They need somebody to give them permission to do it.
What do you mean?
Well, like they have to read somebody that says like this is what you need to participate actively in the black market. Mm. Like Rothbard doesn't say that,
right?
Necessarily,
he has no actionable words.
Right, really. They just need somebody to give him permission to do it. Like that's
and
it.
That's what riles everybody up and makes them think they're awesome.
Yeah, but don't forget the permission part because they're a bunch of subs.
Now everyone hates the Libertarian Party, which is probably fair, honestly. Or like the thing that actually kills me the most, though. I don't know what you guys actually think of this, is how basically all Konkin agorists think that it's not only ineffective, but ethically corrupt to use politics to further liberty, you know, to run as a position in office or whatever.
Yeah, that's gay.
It's I think they're the most principled libertarians, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's super gay, and I don't think it's going to ever work. I don't think that's the way liberty's ever achieved, but I don't think it's like, no, you can't even try to enact some policy that will...
Or else you're not a real libertarian.
That's
libertarian
just fucking...
Right.
I look at it like fucking self-defense or something, you know what I mean?
Right,
yeah.
Yeah, I think I've become more of like a localist more than anything else. Like, I'm just trying to like hang out with dudes in my neighborhood, bro.
Yeah. Real decentralization, like that's like I think the fucking way, bro. I don't think growing tomatoes is going to end the state.
Well, I mean, like, and the thing
you
is,
you put them into a giant tomato cannon and you fired it at the police at terminal velocity.
I just think at this point, like with all the not transit, but like transportation, like of goods, you know, you think about like dairy and meat and everything else that's like hyper monopolized, and the laws basically outlaw farmers from selling their meat to like per person kind of thing. I think like with all these transportation issues with like COVID and everything else that they're trying to shut shit down, like ultimately I think what's going to happen is like you're going to have local dairy farmers, you're going to have, you know, local meat packers, things like that, and they're going to start working for the community. And once it happens, the state's going to try and hop in because it's like, well, that's illegal. But it's like, we're not getting any meat. So then all of a sudden, all these people are going to start like showing up at the dairy farmer's house being like, yo, you're not stopping this. Like, I need my milk, bro.
That is the best argument against why I'm perfectly fine with agorism as like or at least counter economics as a means to bring liberty to your own life as much as possible. But there's no way that it's going to be functional enough to bring down the state or really harm it in any way, as far as I could tell.
Well,
as soon as you get big enough, they're just going to take you down. Like, look at Ross Ulbricht.
Right. Well, and then they start like, you know, celebrating Antifa and all that shit. Like,
wait, what? I mean, I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen agorists? Like,
No.
Like defending Antifa and all that?
No, well, I haven't.
So when it started, when the riots all started, basically I was like, because I was part of like a Boogaloo group. And they were like, hey, we got to go and start defending Antifa because, you know, we don't like the cops and stuff. And I was like, no. I was like, that's a terrible idea. And it was a bunch of libertarian guys. And I was like, that's really stupid because they're going to turn around. They're going to shoot you. They're going to throw you under the bus. Like, you don't do right. that.
There's no unity here. It's three. Yeah, you ever played StarCraft? It's like right? that. Yeah. Bunch of fucking nerds.
Yeah. And so I was basically like, no, that's a terrible idea. And they went ahead and did it anyway. And sure enough, you know, they're alt-right Nazis, blah, blah, blah. And the black people all hate them, whatever. And so I started streaming again. And I was on with a bunch of agorists and they were like, yeah, dude, I think the burning stuff down and stuff like that is fine. Like, it makes sense. You know, they're going against the system. And I was like, are you guys fucking retarded? Like, it's private property. Well, they have insurance. I was like, dude, that's the same argument that these people are like, what is wrong with you?
There's definitely a weird movement on the right libertarian side, especially with the Boogaloo boys, dude. I mean, you know, yeah. Throw them under the bus because the podcast is fine, but their listener community on Discord is pretty cancerous. It's a lot of status, yeah. Dude. Like,
yeah,
and it's kind of give me an insight into like the larger Boogaloo boy community or whatever. They're not really yeah. libertarian. They have no, they don't care about.
But they're not really right libertarians whatsoever. Either, though.
Maybe that's true. They just don't like the state because of right. some arbitrary reason. It could be different for all of them. They're not unified in any. Direction yeah. they just don't like the state,
right?
But they have nothing to back it up or defend their position on any grounds. So whenever you talk to them, it's like, dude, you guys are just a bunch of statists, really, because you actually like the police. You just think that the way it is right now is really fucked up. It could be better, you know.
The like, reason libertarianism, well,
the fucking Antifa likes loses. The police, they just don't like right. what they're doing,
right? Yeah,
I mean, they don't like the policies that they enforce,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, you're absolutely right. The problem with libertarianism is that it's a smart man's ideology. Like, it really is for intelligent people, and that's just not the majority. Like, it's going to be.
I agree with you, but it sounds like a Kinsella tweet.
It should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah.
It should be. No, but I mean, like, for real, though, like libertarianism is the people that are part of libertarianism that actually get it are actually intelligent. And that's why it's never going to work because it doesn't seek to control other people. So you can have intelligent people on the right, intelligent people on the left, et cetera, but theirs are authoritarian. Ours isn't. I don't know. It just feels like the majority of people just need somebody to tell them what to do, which is why
I know exactly what you mean.
Which is why agorism works.
Okay, I'm back.
Sup, dog?
Howdy, boys. All right.
You just shit on libertarianism for like 15 minutes.
Hell yeah. Was it good? Because I'll include it. Feels good, I'll include it.
It's up to you.
All right. So I was on I guess Zero and Derek are doing the same thing I did.
I'm back.
Okay. So I go on to Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
In that little break. And Liberty Zero's wife is like talking shit on Twitter.
About what?
About me.
Uh-oh, what'd she say?
She said, I'll pull it up.
You guys are on good terms, though, right? Like, it's not
yeah.
like she's ever.
Oh, yeah. No, we're on really good terms.
Oh, so this is just a big nothing burger.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway.
Fake goss.
Yes. She says, Cotton steals my husband pretty much every Sunday evening. I think it's time to go beat Cotton up.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. No. You think she's going to cast a spell on you? Because that's the only she chance might. A woman ever has of beating a man in any physical altercation.
I don't know. May unless is pretty involved you, on this this little thread here.
Wait, May?
Yeah.
Is that Liberty? That's not Libby's wife, is it?
No, no, no. I'm saying no. She's
Jesus
involved.
Christ. Okay, I got scared. Holy fuck.
Married to a witch.
Dude, I got so scared. You're a Christian, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. All right. Should have known. But God. Yeah. There's no way that that's ever going to happen. Feminism has completely ruined women. They think they're all badass now. They could just say whatever they want. And then, you know, they're just going to like kick ass in movies now. Dude, have you guys been watching The Boys? Are you guys into that shit?
No. All right, I'm not watching it until it's done.
I'm not going to talk about that. But it's just like, I don't know, women in action movies just fucking doing all this crazy shit.
It sucks.
Women just eating it up.
John Wick 2. Oh. That chick, Ruby Rose, was like one of the main villainesses. Some chick, and then he like decks her once and the fight was over.
And she sucked in that movie. Awesome.
Bro, like, that was the most based movie scene I've seen in 10 years, bro.
I haven't seen that.
Bro, he just like smashes her in 2 seconds. It was
that's all the trailer needs to be is just him punching a woman in the face. Bro, that's the trailer. 2 seconds. That's I could save them a ton of money and get them lots of views.
Deck some bra, dude. Amazing.
Hell yeah. The first one was dope. I have not seen the second one, though.
I never saw the third one.
I saw where, like, he's actually really good at, like, operating his firearms.
Oh, he's amazing.
He trains with, like, IDF and stuff.
Yeah.
Or former IDF, tight. I guess.
I was really impressed. So it's like, all that stuff in John Wick is like, that guy actually does know how to use a gun, really. He's not just acting with it.
No.
The most insane gunplay in a movie I think I've ever seen in my life. Have you guys ever seen that movie Equilibrium with Christian Bale?
Oh, yeah, dude, that's
with
a
gun kata.
Yes, the gun kata is like karate but with guns. It's very similar to the John Wick shit.
Yeah,
it's the most insane.
That was like their response to The Matrix.
Yeah, maybe so. I actually really like that movie. I've seen it like 3 times. It was really stupid. I felt like the idea was awesome. It was like a dystopian future where everyone has to inject, by law, they have to inject this like serum into their neck or whatever to make them zombies or whatever. And the people who don't do it, there's some people who can sense that they aren't doing it. They're called sense offenders. It's basically like you don't feel anything. There was a buddy of mine in high school who named his band Sense Offenders. I think it was after that movie. But I always thought it was a dope name for a band.
It's like if you I came up with a really good name for a band today.
What was it?
Mitch McConnell Tramp Stamp. Isn't that pretty
good? What's going on with Mitch McConnell lately? Is he in jail yet?
No, he's talking about how our president is going to get us a new whatever it is, SCOTUS.
Scrotum pick.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I heard that Linda is going to be on the front line.
Yeah, that's right. Linda.
Linda.
Dude, this is an honest question. Does Donald Trump just get to pick anybody?
Yeah. For a nominee.
No, I think they have for a nominee. They have to be confirmed. That was like the whole
thing. Yeah, they have to be confirmed, but he can pick a nominee.
You know what a fucking tier one operator move would be? Joe Biden.
But he's not a lawyer, is he?
No.
Doesn't matter. Dude, you don't have to be a lawyer.
Really?
No, you don't have to be. I don't think so.
He can pick anyone.
He should pick Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be awesome.
No, I like Michael Malice's tweet. He said he should pick Hillary Clinton so we can watch her lose again. But have y'all seen like the hopeful, this chick that's like the front runner?
Merrick Garland?
She's so hot. She's really hot.
Merrick Garland, right?
I don't know. I forget her name. I can't find it.
Hey, Neocon, you just hit 1,300 followers, bro.
Oh, fuck yeah. Did I?
Hell yeah.
Sick. Hey, dude, what up?
What's the secret to getting followers? I've been kind of like going up really slow lately. It's like I had one or two big explosions, but I don't know what causes it.
Twitter's been weird for me lately. Like the algorithm. I
literally have no fucking idea. I need
the endorphins.
I just post like it's so crazy. I gained so many followers on Instagram too. And I've had some people message me and ask me how many I have so many on there. And I don't know. I just post stuff. Like I don't
post like all day. You think, is it just like the volume? And
you know,
quantity
over quality.
No, it's both. It's just like post a lot and make sure not all of them suck.
You know,
and that's it.
To be honest, on Twitter, I think it's just not getting banned. because like out of all of like my close friends on Twitter, like I'm the only one that hasn't been suspended or banned.
Yeah, that's true, because I had a, because I was just as funny on my other account. Like I don't think I was any different as far as content, but I had that account way longer than I've had this one. And
I never
broke 400 followers. And I think it's because every other week I had a suspension or something.
Yeah. I'm looking at your little profile pic on Zoom. And like, I remember that account.
Yeah. That used to be my account and I didn't break 400. And I think it's just cause I used to be spicier and I would get banned all the time.
Yep.
And I think just not getting banned is like a good way to, because then I think if you do get banned a lot, Twitter fucking shadow bans you or suppresses your algorithm. Yeah. So people stop seeing your tweets.
Yep.
That would be wild. Like whenever you say suppresses your algorithm, you mean like your way of speaking and typing and whatever, constructing sentences? Is that what you mean?
I just mean like the algorithm that pushes you. I'm sorry, the algorithm that like promotes your tweets to other people. By like, if other people like them, that you follow. I got you. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Like I think you just don't show up if you get banned enough. Or
they put a chromosome in your water.
Well, like, how do they know that it's you? Do you just mean like IP, like your IP address?
No, I'm against IP. Account. I'm sorry.
Sorry, can't all have the internet that can't
against answer. Me, against my religion. The internet should be banned.
Hell yeah, dude.
What do you guys think about owning Bitcoin? You're all like you're all against IP, right?
I'm against Bitcoin.
You're against Bitcoin, or what about crypto in general?
I think it fails the regression theorem that Mises proposed.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I do agree.
Explain that to me. What do you mean by that?
That it will never be a good money. It'll never be a solid money because it's not linked to any original commodity that was used in production.
Yeah, like, don't let your ideals get in the way of fast money, bro.
Yeah, that is the Austrian explanation too. Like, all money has to be linked to some value of use.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. That I understood that from I think I said Mises, but that was Menger, I think, who discovered that, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, like I agree that like it has to have some original link to being used in production or used with some sort of purpose or having some sort of value in the economy. And Bitcoin fails that because it's basically a digital fiat currency.
Right.
Like the whole history of gold is like, it was shiny and rich and like a lot of people really liked it. And it was just like, man, this is really awesome. Yeah, gold, and people started like making stuff out of it. It's like, hey man, can I buy that like gold thing that you have? And people were just like making shit, man, out of gold, and like rich people started having it because it got more and more expensive because everyone fucking wanted it. Yeah. And then it eventually just became like, what if you just like traded gold? Like we could just trade that instead of bartering everything.
Right, like, exactly. Basically, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Making necklaces or whatever. It's the same thing.
Yeah, and it's just it served a function. So like that's why like wheat or flour or something could be like a money. I mean, it's not a very good one for many reasons, but I'm just saying like the reason you would accept it, even though you don't actually, maybe you don't need it for anything personally, you would accept it because you know other people would use it and stuff. So you could have it could be the backing of a currency, but Bitcoin's not backed by anything. Or I don't
Neither
understand
is gold,
how it,
though, you know?
No, but it has function. It has, no, but the value of gold is subjective, but in theory, if every single person on the planet didn't ever want to care or use gold anymore and it became completely undesirable, then yes, it wouldn't be a good money. But people, it's used in production, it's used in electronics, it's used in all kinds of stuff to produce stuff. So even if people don't care about owning it personally, they know that someone somewhere wants it, so they'd be willing to accept it. As we're like, why should I accept Bitcoin and what's it backed by? I just
doesn't blockchain have functional use?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, I mean, there's still functionality to blockchain, and that's backed by the cryptocurrency typically.
Damn, I never thought about that. That the blockchain could be the use value of the money.
It is.
It has utility. I think it has utility now. Like I think people like it because they have like a ideological preference for like it has a utility for them to have it because they subvert the state with it. But I don't think outside of that, like.
Well, no, that's just the libertarians that use it. Like coders and everybody else in software is starting to use it for a bunch of stuff, like because it's almost unhackable.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, isn't that a utility?
I don't think that the regression theorem stuff is sufficient to say that Bitcoin can be owned and can be property or whatever, or can be a money.
I don't really care if it becomes like the primary currency. I just know that you can make a bunch of money off of it.
Quick. Yeah, sure. Like, but you can't own it.
Yeah, I mean, it's volatile. Well, you can.
No, you can't.
You can put it on a USB.
Nah, that's it doesn't exist on the USB. It still exists on the blockchain.
Right, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, I definitely prefer like a hard money way
yeah,
over. No.
Yeah, sure. I don't think that courts should or could protect title contract title transfers that happen with Bitcoin instead of money, because Bitcoin isn't money.
Did y'all talk to the Law of Liberty guys about this?
Mm-hmm. David Hoffa of Law of Liberty believes that IP is theft. He hates IP, but he also does believe that crypto is not IP, and you can own cryptocurrency or whatever as long as it's on the blockchain. The blockchain is the key to him. I was trying to get him to understand my view, which is that, like, if you have the blockchain, doesn't really matter. It's like if you have gold in World of Warcraft or something. I don't know, what's the difference really? And he says the difference is that it's harder to duplicate it, or to, you know, make it not scarce on the blockchain. But I don't really see how that matters. I don't know. We had limited time whenever I talked to him, but I don't know.
People like work up their accounts and then sell them. So technically you kind of are selling.
Yeah, there's Chinese gold farmers. That's a legitimate business, dude. Some skinny Chinese guy is just playing WoW all the time and then sells his account or sells gold to some American guy for $20. You get like $1 million gold or something.
Well, yeah, but know. Like how I don't see that as similar at all.
I'm relating. Yeah. Okay. You want to break it down? I'm relating Bitcoin cryptocurrency to gold in World of Warcraft.
No,
it
I see that
in the same way.
But
and is owned in the same way.
Well, like, what is money? I think that's the question. Like, money, like, as you said, it has
a universally accepted medium of exchange.
Yes. And then plus what y'all were talking about earlier, where it has use outside of its being used as a money. Right. So that seems to me, as within the context of World of Warcraft, like, the gold in World of Warcraft is a money. But it's not a money.
There's no money in this context, though, Cotton, because it's all, the way I see it, is all promises. It's all
it's still a verbal contract, right?
It's all it's not like I can locate my money. And the money could just vanish. I don't know. I don't think that go ahead. I'm still trying to piece together my thoughts.
I was just going to be technical and say it's not money because it's not universally accepted in a geographical area, which is, I think, the definition of money that Manger used. It's just a medium of exchange because you can just trade it and sell it to someone. But
I think as the internet is so popular, and I don't think anybody thinks the internet's ever going to go away, I think that definition has to be altered minorly. Maybe. Like, the geographic part I have an issue with.
Maybe. Because it would be the ideal scenario would be the entire world just uses the same money. That would be, honestly, that would be the ideal.
Oh my God.
You're a globalist, dude.
No, listen, I'm not.
Wait, let me tell a quick story.
Shut up about my heritage.
When I was at the Mises Institute, we were talking about modern monetary theory, and very basically, they, like, the definition they were saying, or the benefit to, like, the state for modern monetary theory is, mm-hmm. if they have complete control over the currency, they can then not only print as much, but then they can on paper say the value. Right. So then they say, oh, so it doesn't get inflated, which, you know, we know is nonsense. But that's the argument. Right. So I asked the question. I said, if that's the case, then wouldn't it make sense for states to coalesce so there wouldn't be some, like, dissenting state that wants to go on a gold standard that completely ruins, like, America's money or whatever?
So, yeah, like, it's in all of their best interest to do that.
Yeah.
So I said, wouldn't that make sense for like all these states to coalesce to one currency? And then I would think that like the next step would be one government. And then the guy that was reading the questions, because it was COVID nonsense and we had to send the questions over Instagram, it was gay. But so the guy asked the question, does modern monetary theory help us get a one world government? And I forget who was up there. Tom DiLorenzo was up there. Nice. Like a bunch of these awesome people were Salerno was up there. And they're looking around like, what fucking globalist is in this room right now? And,
right.
I mean, it made it sound like I wanted a one world government. It pissed me off.
Damn, that sucks, man.
And Stratton from
And that's a perfectly valid question.
Stratton's been making fun of me. He's calling me a globalist because
I believe everything that guy says, so maybe you are a globalist.
Maybe.
He's really smart, maybe. And you're kind of stupid, so maybe he's right.
Yeah. Good point. Good point.
Stratty rocks, man. I love Stratty.
Yeah, he's cool.
I like any libertarian who's into the theory and the legal side of analysis of the movement, you know?
Yeah, Stratty wrote most
fucking boring. Can we talk about porn or something?
Stratty wrote MMG the most. MMG stands for my mom's tits.
My mom's tits. That's the economy. You're just over there like brewing up the next tweet at all times. That's all that's going on. You're just a tweet machine, dude. I'm going to tweet that before you right now. Shut up. Don't tweet. Don't stop typing. Shut up. I can't. Oh, my God. I'm making mistakes. All right. Sent. Am I first?
Nope.
Wait. Damn it.
Damn it. I was. Damn it. I typed that out and I was already tweeting it. Fuck.
I just refreshed Twitter and then the first thing I see is MMT means my mom's tits in all caps from Cotton.
Cotton's already has two likes.
This is the kind of shit that Liberty Twitter needs to know. I swear. This is good. I love it. I love it so much. Damn. Damn, boys.
God damn, dude. Can't have shit in Detroit, bro.
Oh, man. I was trying real hard to get that out.
I'm in a group chat with like a bunch of people and like I feel like every other day I'll say something just super funny in a group chat and then someone will just copy and paste it and tweet it like fucking
no way.
It's like
that's the worst gay shit. That's happened to me twice maybe. That's bad. Like yeah. The NAP, the no anime principle or whatever.
Oh.
I said that.
Oh, you said that too?
Yeah, in fucking the Dissecting Liberty group chat the other day.
I said that! Oh my god, now we have to prove who said it first. I'm scrolling.
Ace in the Dissecting Liberty Twitter chat is like, hey guys, Cotton and Bert are tweeting about MMT. This is weird.
Twitter's too fun.
Twitter's a lot of fun.
Till you get banned because they're gay.
Never.
Have you guys ever tried Gab?
Yeah, it sucks. Dude, it sucks so much.
I got verified on Gab.
Oh, really? Yeah, how did you do that? What'd you have to do?
I started making ads for them. I just started making videos.
Oh, no shit? Dude, so you're like kind of a media guy, I guess.
A little bit.
A little bit. All right. You don't have to tell me anymore.
Yeah, I like to play around with the Adobe suite.
I never got good at video editing. I don't understand. It's like fucking witchcraft. Audio, yeah, I'm good at, but video, I suck.
I ended up working at a radio studio, and so then they were like, "Hey, can you start editing these videos?" And I was like, "Bro, I don't know how." They were like, "We'll figure it out." Okay.
Or you're fired.
Yeah, I was like,
"All right." Work or starve.
Yeah, so I figured it out pretty quick. That was not my intention of going there, though.
Dude, I learned so much on the job at my current job, too. God, yeah. Like, I didn't even lie on my resume, but God, I was just like, I remember on my interview, it was just like, they were asking me these questions. I was like, you know, I don't know, but I can Google it and find out, but I don't know the answer right now. And, ended up getting hired.
A lot of that.
So that works. That works. If you ever have a technical interview, maybe try that line because it worked for me.
Well, you know, y'all know Qualtrics?
Yes.
I knew nothing about Qualtrics until I like had to go balls deep. Like it was all on me. I had to do this giant ass thing and I figured it out in a night.
Really?
That was like 3 years ago, maybe.
So you just like stayed up late, drank a bunch of Red Bulls.
Yep.
Maybe some White Claws.
Yep.
You learned all the racial statistics to make sure that your Qualtrics algorithm is just right.
Yep. You know, I was trying to look up psychology papers just documenting the difference between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And I could not find any. I could not find one. In fact, like the top three papers.
The mere difference between a man and a woman? Okay.
Yeah, just the difference. Like psychologically. Oh. And
well, one has W-O in front of it, dude.
But it was really weird because every time I tried to look it up, I'd be inundated with these papers about gay men and impulsivity. It was really weird. And like,
oh, nice.
And it was like, you know, well, according to the
high time preference. That's true.
No, but it was they were saying the opposite. They were saying like, okay. Literally this was,
what
I'm paraphrasing.
Year was that? Oh my
recent.
God. What if that was recent. A response to Hava?
I don't know, but it was about Grindr, so it was pretty recent.
It was pretty recent.
But it was literally, I'm paraphrasing the conclusion, but they were saying HIV positive gay men that have sex in London gyms are healthy because they score low on this impulsivity scale we're using.
Uh-huh.
And I just kept finding papers about that, and I was dumbfounded. I was like, I felt like how in 2016, if you looked up Trump on Google, like the top results were a bunch of negative stuff. And then if you looked up Hillary Clinton, like the top result would be like her petting a puppy and all that shit. Like, I felt like I was like really seeing like them fucking with the algorithm. Like,
yeah,
in real
her chilling at Cedar Rapids.
I love
drinking a bottle
so
of hot
much.
Sauce. Yeah.
I love that video.
Pokemon going to the polls.
Pokemon Go to the polls. That one was epic, dude.
I don't remember that.
Oh, really? Pokemon yeah, that's a polls? Classic. How about we Pokemon Go to the polls?
Oh my god.
Amazing.
Speaking of love on the spectrum. Or what's
spectrum,
it called?
Yeah.
Spectrum.
How many beers are you in?
I
have to say.
Five.
Nice. I'm about five too. So cheers, brother.
But I haven't been drinking very much recently.
Oh, so your tolerance is low.
Yeah.
You have woman tolerance right
exactly,
now.
Exactly.
So you're basic bitch cotton.
Pretty much.
This is the Dragon Ball Z episode. Basic bitch cotton. Super Saiyan 1 basic bitch.
I got a show for you to watch. It's called Alaskan Bush People. Have you seen this?
I'm just imagining a bunch of like tribes with giant like pubic hair, like a giant bush.
That's what I pictured.
Really?
Alaskan Bush People. Alaskan Bush People is the best fucking show. Do y'all know Djibouti
I'll
Dubs?
Write this down right now.
I think know? That like Sarah Palin was like an Alaskan Bush person, right?
No way, dude. For real?
No.
It's a politics joke.
She seemed mostly hairless.
She was just a neocon from Alaska. That was the joke.
Do y'all know?
No, I meant like she supported Bush and she was from Alaska.
I heard the joke. Oh, I just, it wasn't.
Oh. Didn't
it wasn't
click.
Oh, it was support Bush. Damn it. It is funny. I just didn't get it. God damn it.
That was good.
He's funny every time. Fuck.
Sarah Palin was on The Masked Singer and she sang, I Like Big Butts. It was.
Can you imagine if WAP came out? Before
bro,
the...
she would have sung that, bro. It was the most cringe.
Oh, dude,
I
yeah.
Now I just feel like during COVID, American Idol should just be called The Masked Singer.
Hey, he doesn't miss.
Okay,
I'm going to send y'all a video in the Zoom chat. No, I'm going to send it on the DM.
Okay.
And when we're done, y'all are going to have to watch it.
How long is it?
Oh, it's not long. Derek, I'm mainly sending this for you.
Wait.
I don't unless I absolutely have to.
Hope you're okay. I hate listening to him, dude. I hate listening to it. I used to like it. I hate it now. I can't make it through a single episode.
Well, that's what y'all used to say. Like, y'all's was y'all's favorite Alaska podcast.
But Davey will still say that, but he's kind of a dick.
I'm are you watching?
Running through the woods. He's running through the woods like he's Tarzan, like he's anime running through the woods.
Yep.
Oh
you
my goodness!
Gotta watch this show. This is a dub of the show, but you gotta watch the show. It's fantastic.
Oh my god, he's just rubbing mud on his body. Okay, I'm gonna watch it. You convince me.
Check it out after.
I will watch your show about autistic people rubbing mud on themselves in the woods. If you watch my show about autistic people trying to fuck each other.
Fair enough.
It's fucking awesome.
I'm pretty sure I've seen like clips.
I'm like rooting for people in this show, you know?
I've seen clips where like, I remember one where a guy was like, no, I think it was pre-Netflix what I saw. I saw retard dating show.
So did I. I don't remember what it was called.
There was one before this. I would love to see that.
There was. It was, man, I can't remember what it's called. Hang on, let me see.
How many years ago do you think it was?
It was like 4 years ago.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Nothing. Oh my god. I need to find. I can imagine like a show that just like 4chan puts together, like all these fucking people.
Would you want to go to a Westawant?
Oh man.
But I remember there's this video of this guy, like you can tell he's highly retarded.
Somebody show up your woman, please. We're trying to do a show here.
And then he like asks this girl out who's also like cripplingly retarded. And she's like, no. And he's like, oh, okay. And then like saunters away. And it was like a hilarious video, like when I was a senior in high school. Dude, like I haven't seen it since.
This is what the left has done. They've demonized us making fun of that, and now we're making fun of retards asking other retards out and getting rejected.
Man, the left has taken away.
I consider
away
fat people
right?
to be in the tier of retardation. No, I don't know. I don't like fat people. I need a show of just fat people trying to date. Because, I mean, they're discouraged the same way these autistic people are. It would be just as interesting. Maybe even funnier, honestly, in a lot of ways. I feel such, I don't know, genuine disgust and anger when I see a fat person in a scooter.
I'm thinking of, like, a woman on this show, like The Confessional.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't believe he took me to Burger King. I wanted to go to KFC. She's
all upset. She divorces him.
I can't do this.
Dude, we went to Popeyes.
Joe didn't come up with much.
Oh, fuck. We'll be able to find that shit eventually. Maybe you have to go to DuckDuckGo if you want to use the word retard.
That's what I did.
Looking up on YouTube retard dating. I don't see it. All right. Are y'all ready to call this one?
Yeah, I got to put a baby to bed.
I didn't even know that we started.
Yeah, we've been doing like another 30 minutes.
Did you forget to hit record, bro?
No, I've been recording.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Solid.
I'm joking. All right, man. It was fun, guys.
Hell yeah.
Thanks, dudes.
All right, this will be out in like a week. Sick. A week from today.
I'll send it to my parents.
Nice.
All right, man. See you guys. It's been real.
All right.
See y'all.
Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah.
Good talking to y'all.
Later.